somebody reminds us. As the Rebbe says, there's a weird town when the king would every once a month kill one person. Everybody would be killed. Someone started to see constantly in all ages. Lives end. You have to realize that you have to take advantage. The Jew called Menachem, Loza Menachem, not Shach. They say that they asked him, what would he do if he knew this was the last day of his life? And he gave an amazing answer. Shach. Asked, what would he do if he was told this was the last day of his life? And he said, I do what I'm doing. Because I try to maximize every day of my life. That's why I want to change it. We have to start that business. Recognize every day of his life. And to make the best of this. Statement. I can't believe what they have. great intention of the Chavrusa. Learning with one another. I remember I saw an article years ago, I forgot where it was, Singapore maybe. Somewhere in the Far East, they understood that the Jewish people have a good system of education. Somehow they came to the thing that the camps of the Chavrusas. They started in the past. They went over there. Not the mud. Maybe the money tomorrow also. But it's not a method. It's a wonderful method of learning. Highly recommend it. It's good to go to a Shia. It's also good to have a certain amount of time. If you can do it every day, go to Shia every day during the week. Shia, they're often a one directional thing. You're hearing a lot of information, which is wonderful. The amount of Shia is good. Not good. That's information. But you can grow much less than that. When you sit in front of the Gemara or the Chumash or the Mishnayos, whatever it is, halacha, and you have two people trying to work it out, and the Chazal, the Gemara describes it as like a knife. They have to rub bars of a bars, they have to rub a knife against the other to sharpen it. That's where people go, because you really want to work it out, you want to understand it. My father-in-law, Shlita, Yomi, told me when he started teaching Osamea, whatever it was. He was giving a shiur in Gemara, and at the end of the shiur, somebody came up to him, and he said, as a kid, I learned Gemara. Nobody ever told me it had to make sense. It's a religious activity. That's not Torah. Torah is not just religious activity. It's something that makes sense. Another level. Until it makes sense, I'm not afraid to ask a question. They say that somebody came to Reb Chaim Brisker and said that Reb Chaim will not be curious. You don't trust the Rambam, he knows what he's saying. We're asking questions on Rambam. So he said it's a good question. There's a mix of Tamatoi. Tamatoi means it has to sit with you. But I have no doubt that Rambam knew what he was saying. But I don't know what he was saying. So I'm without that question, so I get clarity. And there's a mix of Yitata Yoim, Shabuysim, Rabbeinu. Hashem Elohim. It's still Meramuna. It's also in the same parasha. The concept of blind faith is, I don't know what it means even, so I can't tell you what it is. But it's what it means, accept everything, even if it doesn't make sense. Because the religion doesn't make sense. So you have to make sense, you're in trouble. By us, there is a concept of Meramuna Truta, which is a starting point, which means I accept these things as true. We have a Messiah from generation to generation. We even know the names of the great leaders of the so still Matan Torah. We have a clear, unbroken link of transmission of the Torah and everything. And one good thing goes to the Jews, which makes the whole Torah much more believable, whatever you call it, more authentic. It's the nature of Jews. Jews do not accept things so easy. We're willing to question things. We don't just close our eyes and take it. So that itself is one of the strongest points of the chizuk of our movement. But it's nice that we have on the story and we know that's true. That's a movement. I'm going to choose it. I don't have to boost everything out of everything. We'll have to boost it. We don't have to boost. We have a good Messiah. Another thing, we'll quote Hashim. What do you say about that? The sword that I have is made in the way of vengeance. Sit good on my heart. I should feel like it makes sense. I can grasp it. It's something good. That is something you always have to work to feel better and better about. A proponent solicited the growth in Torah. If Torah is chayim, anything alive grows. The difference between Chayim Luchmis and Chayim Gashmis is the Kashmir grows and then it ends. Nothing is. Shairuch is the remains forever. Nothing will grow. The Chayyim and Choyim, the royal king, says a person is growing in this world, continue growing here. We are keeping and keeping the Kashmir from the Kobe. We are not missing. Choices, Sivis, Kobe, Dalam Poshik. The person goes to learn and become a great person. He has to be serious about it. Thank you, Barbara, that we have ideas and thoughts about them in the beginning. And from that great person doesn't mean that they have encyclopedic knowledge of Kolos Erkul. Adam, it's our Adam. It becomes a created type of person. Like we said, he transforms himself from being part of wildlife to being part of the Amish. It's an important thing to recognize. And, you know, we're all busy, we all have a schedule. And finding the time for something that I tell you is primarily depending on how much you appreciate and really some of the very simple things. It's a matter of the person's work and finding and that organization. And the question is what position you are. The goal is not to answer us to do more than our maximum possibility. But each one in his mind and in his framework, basically, fortunately, doesn't. In his framework of life that he's living in, what you give is primary value. And that makes us think of people who must be on the family and choose. The son knows that his father is supportive, whatever he's making his efforts, doing time, what he can. He says, Tarnish is waiting in line to speak. I love you, my king, brother. Tarnish is still in his own. No mistake. So there's a rub that was laying around in the cell. So it doesn't wish to do that. That's what you do. Because I have a pet style store. It's my pet family store. And there's certain things to help out in the situation. It's primarily in the store. It's bookkeeping. And the rub said, stay in the toilet. We had 18 hours a day. That's the story. After we said, done 1 hour, 2.5 hours for you. It has to be an essential part of my day. Like I said, this is why it's so important for us to constantly clarify and define for ourselves what life is. This is what our life is. And the person who strongly is a Haredi, and from that is a trained therapist, and a billionaire, can't get himself to get strong. Such a thing, everybody has their concerns. And so caught up with the master more and more wealth, was the interesting disaster for some time. Never. Hashem gave this person a gift. And he's not using it. He's not even having pleasure from it. What pleasure can you have from $1 billion? How many ice cream can you buy with $1 billion? Yeah. How can $1 billion ice creams? What are you going to do with $1 billion ice creams? A yacht and an airplane. A whole fleet of airplanes. What's it? It has no value at all. So what's going to go to the ocean? They're going to fight over it. There's a guy that went to Rav Shteinman and they presented him as being a wealthy person. So Shem is very straightforward with people. You don't have to get away with anything. So he asked him, how much money do you have? So he said, $10 million. This is an old day, the $10 million was worth something. So was there. Oh, very nice. Here, 5 foot stone. Yeah, 5 foot stone. So the guy was taking a bath, you know. What do you tell the Sabbath? That, I love my parents not being full. So, you know, I'm concerned about my next generation. I mean, leave something for them. So Stamos, I'll tell you one thing. From my experience, the bigger the Yerusha is, the more machlekes your kids can have for the rest of their lives. Then have a little bit less. So he's talking, let's say, obviously, he's showing the person to build it off. It's a big nisayon. I prove that you can't even hold it against a person like this. It's not that he's pinching. Hashem sends a person tremendous yitzhar. But the bottom line is, this poor guy, the reason this word is Moshe, Hashem gave a tremendous gift of $1 billion, and he could get tremendous charity, amount of pleasure, and chesed, and everything else. That's what he has it for. He has no need for himself. He just can't get himself to do it. He thinks that life is about making more money. This is all a Moshe for ourselves. We all have $1 billion in ourselves. We have the Neshama Kedusha, which is naturally there to be used, not just to sit in the back burner while we're involved in our day-to-day chores and things. And that's what it is. Everybody has so many things to take care of. These things get pushed aside. But if we focus more, let me see, what do I have? What was it given to me for? And how do I take advantage of this as possible? Find more time. And be able to focus on things better. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to myself. I have to say, we all have the same problem. That we have time and we have a purpose. And every once in a while we need to make a better message. What is life? Is life just surviving? Then why was it created? Not an ant or a beetle. That's what they did. They survived. Why wasn't it created to go? They survived. Why did it survive? Really. But I was created you to give this tremendous wealth, tremendous attention to Kainisa, uplift your life. Once we give it the right value, find more purposeful, more time for it, more peaceful, happily. Nothing to do anyway. Not the some burdens and that amount of time and using it properly. The time of day that your head is still working. But another thing, like preparing for Shabbos. One person, there's one type of family preparing for Shabbos is a horrific event. So much work to do, everyone's upset, everyone wants the other one to do it, no one's happy that no one's helping enough. It's just a very unpleasant situation of, how to put it, this clean up the house, this cooking, showering. What a pain in the neck. And the same person would think, what's going on? What am I doing over here? Hashem wants to torture me once a week. I'm prepared. The Yoy, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Amalke, time for the Siyachai, the Shkina, but the Boko. Today it's the Torah Brok, the Brok of Holy Function. That's the Brok come from Shabbos. The later Shabbos is the time to focus on my Kedesh of the Boko. The whole world stops, and now I'm making a feast to call it Melech Malkei Melech Malkei Boko. Imagine if a person would know that today, tonight, the king is coming to eat by us. Everybody's so excited. They fight with each other. Oh, I want to clean up. I want to make sure everything's perfect. Because we're preparing for this exalted event of the feast with the king. He's honoring us to come to us. You think about that Shabbos favorite. This is the day that we are. Hashem is showing us and we're showing Hashem. Let's have a peace together. Let us show Hashem and Hashem will show us. After Echad, Shimcha, we can't be so good of ours. We're this great, one beloved nation. Then automatically, all these preparations take on a different dimension. When the first came to Israel, I was at a family, and it was cute. At the end of the Shabbos table, we were getting a little rowdy, and the father tells one of the kids, "If you don't behave yourself, I'm not going to let you take off a plate from the table." That was a punishment. They were able to make helping out of the house a pleasant thing, but it was a punishment. Come about, so close to parents, have a parent relationship. You can't have a parent say, "Oh, this is too much for me."
Yeah,
it's not a prize, take it. It's cash, but you're related. But you see that you're excited about it. Yeah. That's a goal in life. To clearly define ourselves, what we are, what our life is, and what we have from the focus, the tremendous wealth that Hashem has given us. And with that, to grow with it, and with ourselves, our wives, our families, try to make it more real, more appreciating. Unfortunately, a wonderful week, my dear friends. Wow, look at this. Lots of Shabbos. Tell your wives to fix it. Funny is, everybody's behaving nicely over the week when they come to this year.